Welcome to the Fat Fuel Family Podcast, where every week Danny and Maura Vega discuss topics that help families live a healthy and active lifestyle with their little ones, including nutrition and training, peaceful parenting, education, and mindset. To stay up to date, make sure to hit subscribe on this podcast and check out the blog at www.fatfuel.family. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram at dannyvega.ms, at fatfueledmom, and at fatfueledkids, and Fat Fuel Family on YouTube. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, we want to take a minute to talk about a revolutionary idea that our friends shared with us in February that has completely changed our lives. For those of you who know us well or have been listening to us for a while, you know how much we love to travel. Imagine having a VIP 4 to 5 star travel experience at 2 to 3 star prices. Imagine getting paid to travel. Well, all of these things have now become our reality and we can't not share it with our listeners. Now that we know what we know, we will never pay full price on travel ever again. If you're interested in joining us and millions of other people who have been traveling the world and living their dreams, just email us at hello@fatfueled.family for more info.
Welcome to the Fat Fueled Family Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Vega, and I'm joined by my fellow inmate, Maura. How are you, my love?
I'm doing good.
How's it going? How are the meals?
What meals?
The meals. The prison meals are pretty good.
The prison meals are pretty good, actually.
Yeah. We are here on lockdown, week 6. Yeah. And
It's kind of been a rough week, I can't lie.
It has been a rough week.
I literally have no motivation to leave.
Yeah, but you know what?
The alarm clock goes off and I'm like, why? Why would I do that?
Yeah,
like, why would I get up right now?
Like, when we got on that podcast yesterday, it was...
I felt like a person.
Yeah, I mean, well, yesterday was a bad day for us both. I, for the first time, really felt what true depression
feels
like.
He's like, is this how it feels
like.
To be depressed?
I'm true
like,
yes, depression.
That is. I know, locked in the house. Oh, my God.
I was, you know, no motivation to do anything. I mean, I was able to muster a workout that was 4.5 miles of walking with push-ups every 4 minutes. I ended up doing like 410 push-ups, and that was good, and I felt better. But just throughout the day, like something set me off in the morning that was not the typical thing that would set me off. And then
it was just the last drop.
I decided not to talk to anybody. And then I had to send Maura a text.
That's what Danny does. He gives me the side end treatment. I'm like, yeah. And then he sends me a text. I'm like, you're in the other room.
I'm just like, look, I don't want you to think this is about you. It has nothing to do with you. I just need some space to really figure things out and just work through it. Cause like, you know, I always feel like the weight of the world on my shoulders. I got to provide for my family and thank God Maura is helping with that. Now we got several businesses and a few of them, she's front and center with me, but it was rough. And, but that being said, we're starting a new series today and we are going to kick off this series with our good friend, Brendan Rue. First, let me tell you about the series. We're calling this Doers. And we stole this from our buddy Zach Slayback, who used to have a podcast called Doers. We're going to have him on. He actually had me on the podcast. And it's basically, the idea is for us to talk to people who are doing, you know, I mean, who are taking adversity, battling adversity, and finding ways to make the best out of their situation. I think right now, the biggest thing that I think of is with this current situation is there's three types of people. There's those who are, it's fight, flight, or freeze. You know, those who are going to, you know, freeze and not do anything. And that is definitely not helpful because at the end of this, the world will start again and you will have lost months. And that is scary.
Yeah.
Then there's those who flight, who just basically run away from all the problems. They're on Netflix all day. They're doing stuff to just pass their time. They're using food and other things to not feel feelings. And then there's those who fight, you know, and whether fight means doing something crazy like us and speaking up about what type of BS this is.
Going down all the conspiracy rabbit
holes.
Every last one.
Sharing stuff. Like lately, I've just been on fire because I don't care anymore. I really just don't. You know, I got way too many friends on my friends list. Yeah, Maura has her personal page that she
can share. And I've already been sharing there since before this.
Yeah, but see how wild is that you have to create a personal page because, you know.
Because you're afraid of your business.
Right. Well, that's exactly what happened.
The largest social media platform is not necessarily free speech. It's limited speech.
None of them are.
Yeah. None of them. Even YouTube. Did you see, I have a video. It's the CEO of YouTube was stating how anything that goes against WHO guidelines or CDC is going to get taken down. And the CDC
What I try to dive into with this COVID thing with a lot of my friends and family is the stuff that is just on paper right in front of us where it's like, okay, you have the World Health Organization. Who's their second biggest donor? Is that a conflict of interest?
Yeah. There are certain facts that we need to know. Yeah,
so, you know, you can, I find that a really easy conversation to have with most people of just like, is that a conflict of interest?
Yeah. Let's just lay the facts.
The largest donor to the World Health Organization be the same person that can profit off of a vaccine that's mandated and pushed out by them. You know, so because people don't want to really go down that rabbit hole sometimes, but you can get them on that conversation.
Yeah, just follow the money. That's what I'm saying. Just follow the money.
Just start to plant seeds of uncertainty in their minds. Like, what is Bill Gates? What is the most thing? What does he invest most of his money?
You know, what's the best thing when people like tell us, like, "Are you a doctor?" Well, is Bill Gates?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
just like, you know, conflicts of interest, and there's a lot of them in politics that are right in front of us, right on paper. So, yep. I think that's a really interesting thing to dive into during this time, and you know, this whole coronavirus situation has, I mean, it has been fascinating to see. What has happened to businesses, to people, to their work life, to just their daily lives. And now more than ever, I'm glad to be doing this because, I mean, there have been tools that I have that have helped me immensely during this time. You know, just a rigid schedule, sticking to routines. And then on a financial side, I have my own online e-commerce business, which I encourage everybody should be selling something or selling some service online because that is where we're headed. With or without COVID-19, this has highlighted it right now that it's just...
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to get into that for sure.
I totally agree with that. And just in general, just getting people to think, you know, that's what our mission has always been is like, think about this, think about, you know, your diet. Don't be dogmatic in anything that you do, but we want to be respectful of you, man. So we've got to just introduce you again. So we got Brendan Rue on. You guys have seen him on here already, and he's the founder of Santa Cruz Medicinals. He was attending UC Santa Cruz, and he was assigned a project to research CBD and summarize the medical literature on CBD. And after reading countless PubMed studies, he realized that CBD is amazing when used in the proper dosages, which most brands simply do not offer. He began sending samples of other CBD brands to cannabinoid testing labs in California and realized that the overall milligram content on most products was far too low. Furthermore, the price of the few products that did have sufficient milligrams of CBD was insanely high. With that info in hand, he started Santa Cruz Medicinals to offer potent lab-tested CBD products to consumers, cutting out the middleman and going direct to consumer to offer the best prices in the industry. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about his personal challenges and how he's, you know, just used those as a jumping board instead of like a prison. And we're just happy to have you on, brother. It's good to have you on, man.
Yeah, glad to be back. Yeah.
We love you. You're so busy. You got so many places to go.
I know, right? I'm here. You know, I'm here. Here's a beautiful place. I'm happy about that. But yeah, I mean, you know, pretty much, you know, I met you guys through Santa Cruz Medicinals, and it's just been amazing to see what that company has become from just a little idea of providing potent CBD to few people was our initial plan, to just kind of see what that would do to people and what potent CBD really felt like to me. I wanted to get that out to other people. And what it's evolved into has just been amazing. And, you know, we're creating a few other companies off of it. There's other lanes that it's going to go into. And I'm trying to use it as a platform to just educate people more about their health. You know, like why I started selling CBD is because, I mean, if you look at my supplement closet, I have a bunch of supplements. There's some stuff that you can take and it will really benefit you. You know, and what I tell people all the time when I get DMs, like, should I be taking CBD? I have anxiety, I have sleep issues. I do not encourage them to start with CBD. My standard response, I've copy-pasted in my notes for like sleep and anxiety and other stuff, is like, are you sleeping in a dark room? What does your diet look like? Have you eliminated grains and sugar? Have you ever tried a carnivore reset? Have you ever tried that? You know, X, Y, Z. And if the answers on most of those are yes, then you should definitely look into adding some supplements that are, have been proven through medical studies to benefit you. But I tell people first, like, you know, like magnesium over CBD, vitamin C over CBD, diet over CBD, sleep over CBD. But what I've realized is there's a large population of people like you and I who have optimized all those things, and they're looking to layer in kind of the next level. And as far as like price per milligram, I think CBD is right up there with vitamin C, turmeric, magnesium, these other supplements that all of us take or ingest in food form. So that's why we're doing this, is to provide the best option for cannabidiol, for CBG, for CBD, for CBC, for all the cannabinoids that the government has deemed legal in terms of CBD. Right. So yeah, that's where we're at right now.
Dude, I love that you said that. There's something that you said the last time we had you on that is just, it's a badge of honor for us. You know, our community is freaking clued in. Like they are dialed in with their diets. I mean, you know, a lot of us understand that these supplements will work best if we got this other stuff taken care of. You know, like you can't polish a turd.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, 100%. You know, and, you know, we get DMs all the time, and the thing I like, and emails and stuff. And the thing I like the most is guiding somebody to better sleep and something like that. But with, you know, the deep sleep caps, they've been our best selling product. So many of those things, and they're amazing. But what I enjoy the most is cleaning up people's sleep hygiene in general, and that being a part of it. Maybe some cold exposure at night. Maybe sleeping in a completely dark room. Is your room dark enough? Are you doing breathing exercises before bed? Because you'll get DMs of people like, hey, I took two of these things. I slept a little bit better, but I'm not fully, you know, there. I'm like, you know, it's 10:20 where you are, and you're DMing me off your phone.
Right.
You know,
are you staring at the screen? Right.
So there's a lot of things that I think people are being made aware of. And as you guys know, through your following, there's a huge community of people who are already dialed in on this stuff. So that's who we're mainly speaking to. And then we're just trying to trickle down and bring more people into the kind of know, because I do feel like it's what human beings want. They want to be healthy. And there's been so much bad information. And I think just like you guys, the thing I hate the most is when someone really wants to try to lose weight or improve their health, and they go down, you know, the, hey, I'm just eating salad, and I'm not, you know, I'm drinking juice, fruit juice, you know, I'm doing this juice program. And that's the most difficult thing for me to see. When someone genuinely wants to try, but someone's told them, go vegan for 3 months, yeah, and then they just get fucked, and then they feel like all is lost, and they go back to doing whatever they do. So I'm trying to pull people out of that and pull them into what I know is right. And it goes along with a lot of what you guys do and preach.
Yeah, man. And I got to just say, I've never told you this, you know, in all the conversations we've had, but I have to bring this up, is like, I love the branding. First of all, like, it's so simple. The labels are so simple. And the best part, which is one of the reasons why you even started the company, is you got those huge doses right on, you know, right on the label. So you can see, because I mean, if I'm sitting down and I'm looking at an Amazon, you know, hemp oil product,
it doesn't even release
it's not even CBD.
Yeah, they hide it. You know, ours is right, front and center. It's the most basic, you know, branding ever. Just clean, modern, like,
love it.
This is what, because we want the CBD and the cannabidiol to be the star of the show.
Right.
We don't view it as like Santa Cruz Medicinals being the star of the show. We view high quality CBD being the star of the show. So here is what we're providing. And this is just what it is. I mean, we like the kind of like where it's just like basic, like our coconut oil is like a pantry staple, where it's just like, this is 1000 milligrams of CBD and coconut oil. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You may, and then doses you may, but that is what it is. So yeah, we're just trying to let the cannabinoids, you know, just be the star essentially. Right.
Yeah, yesterday, just so you know, I mean, yesterday in the morning when I was already feeling like crap and I was already angry, and I was angry because the cleaning lady was coming today, and I was like, I thought we were going to cancel her, you know, can we afford it, blah, 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 whatever. I basically took my whole day's dose in one shot. I threw 500 in there. I was like,
well, I had to actually, because, and this just goes to prove that I'm like way more stressed than usual. Like I have like way more anxiety than usual. And it's just because, you know, what's going on? I'm not doing my regular routine and all the things that keep me sane and healthy, like my sauna. I mean, I'll go in our little sauna here, but it's not the same. It's like, you see, I need one like Brandon's. Yeah, so a nice one that I can go in, right? That's not like a tube. Like ours is, it's like a CAT scan. So I get like, I can't move, which is fine. And I'll do it, but it's not the same.
Plus, who would ever thought that we couldn't go into our normal like saunas at the gym? I mean, I have this thing because, you know, I'm obsessed with sauna use in general. And, you know, the only sauna, there's not really a nice gym near me. So it was 24 Hour Fitness, which is packed. So yeah, I got this thing. And now I'm like, oh my God, what would I have done without this thing? Because now there's not even a sauna available.
Yep.
I would hate that.
It's like, I'll go in ours because like it's necessary. You feel so much better. Like it's such a quick fix for me too. Like immediately I feel better.
Yep. I've been hitting the sauna every single day. Last night I was joking my girlfriend, like, I think I'm gonna take a night off, and I went to bed. Sauna,
I feel so good. Nothing, cold shower.
Nothing better, you know. Seriously. But yeah, I mean, it's we've experienced one of the largest spikes in sales in general. Especially with products like our deep sleep capsules, because even I'm getting it now with it. It's just the uncertainty, you know, when you're under the government's control of like, hey, we don't really know what's going to happen. They're kind of dictating when businesses around us are going to open up. Everybody around you is losing their jobs and kind of feeling just this sense of like dismay of, you know, and uncertainty. So it's been really tough for a lot of people, and more people than ever have been experiencing anxiety and lack of sleep. So we've gotten a rush of orders, and it's been great to hear that it's helping people. And affordability, right? I mean, that's another thing with, you know, government saying, hey, here's $1,200, good luck. A lot of people don't have funds to maybe, they're getting another source of CBD, so they're getting turned on by friends to like, hey, this is a more affordable source of cannabidiol. So
yeah, you're getting way more bang for your buck. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I took the CBD, the sleep caps last night because I was literally fall asleep fine, but lately when something's waking me up, like Danny and his jumbo. I don't know. He's the weirdest sleeper on planet Earth.
He talks
like in different languages, and he does like weird things, and it's fine because when I'm asleep, like nothing can wake me up. I've never ever been sleeping, but. Just, I guess like my anxiety, that's it. The minute I'm awake lately, I'm like, just that my mind starts going. So I last night at it was like 12:30. Thank God it was 12:30. Cause the other night when I woke up like that, it was like three, which is, at least 12. You're like, all right, if I can get to sleep, I'll sleep a little bit, you know? So exactly. I took some sleep caps and I went to sleep.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, yeah,
let's get to some of these questions. Let's ask, of course, the first one.
The first one. Well, we always ask, what is the most critical problem you're currently trying to solve? So I guess you kind of.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, in the broad picture is health education. Yeah. You know, when I was younger, I wanted to maybe go into chiropractic or personal training just so I could individually meet people and get them on kind of this path. Because when I was younger, I was trying to find a kind of solution to health problems and just, you know, a way to optimize my thinking, my brain, my body. And I went down a similar route that you guys have gone, which is, you know, incorporating a lot of like really healthy meats, healthy fats. And it's something a lot of people have realized now, but there is still a large majority of the population that doesn't understand that, you know, grass-fed steak is not bad for you.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot of people that think fruit juice is good for you. Right. And I'm just trying to get people off of that line of thinking because it's so easy to eat bacon and steak and eggs and butter and feel healthy. So if I can use, you know, something like Santa Cruz Medicinals as a platform for that, that's something I'm super passionate about. And then obviously the other thing is simply providing potent cannabinoids to people so they can feel what like a, because everybody's heard of CBD. It's one of the most Googled terms out there. Is that like in 2018, it was one of the most Googled terms is CBD. And then people are trying it and they're saying it doesn't work. They're saying, it was too expensive. And it's just a bummer to me because looking at the PubMed research articles and experimenting with high doses, you know, okay, it works. It does work. But the dose needs to be right. It needs to be binded with some healthy fats. So that's the other thing I'm really passionate about, just getting that into people's hands and showing them that they can ditch some Ambien. They can ditch some Vicodin. Like, that's like, come on. Like, let's try a natural relief. You might not get that numbing feeling that a Vicodin might give you, but you don't want that. You don't want that, brother. So yeah.
I'm not even sure that people get, I don't know, I would have to see studies. I don't think you get it even into REM sleep like that. And you're literally just like knocked out.
No, the Ambien is a a nightmare drug.
Yeah, it's like you're knocked out. That's it.
It just tricks the brain into thinking that it's going into deep sleep, but you're not. So, yeah, I mean, I've gotten emails and DMs from people that have been taking Ambien for 3-4 months. And
they're probably exhausted still.
Their endocrine system's wrecked. Their immune system's wrecked. And what's cool about the whole corona thing, and if there's one benefit of it, is people are really looking of, wait, okay, what is my immune system? How do I benefit this?
Yeah.
Who is dying from coronavirus? And, you know, the New York study, obesity, metabolic disease, heart disease, diabetes. These are people that are extremely at risk. So good thing is people are really looking at that more than ever now.
Yeah,
that's true.
I love that. And the other thing that you said, what was the other thing that you said that I love? Oh, I love when people say I've tried the CBD and it didn't work for me. Because when they say that, I'm like, because you weren't taking the right amount. And check out Santa Cruz Medicinals. Like I always bring up the company. It's just good to know, because, you know, some of these people might feel like, dang, man, this is just BS. Another thing that they told us that's not true, that's not, you know, effective, and add that to the long list of supplements that don't work. But this works. I'm telling you, like for me, you know, when I first started taking CBD, like we were taking it, like we had a really good vape that the first company that we used. And I immediately, you and I were meeting at Starbucks to work on something. I still hadn't quit my job. And I was just all types of anxious and just stressed. And Nada just like handed me the vape. And it was like, nice. You know, it was instant. Yep. So I want to ask you this, because this is like the whole purpose of this is to look at how you've battled adversity. So I would love to know, like, what have been the top, let's say, 2 to 3 biggest challenges or obstacles that you faced, and how did you address those challenges? Because I think it's important for people to see, you know, what happens when they go through these challenges and how to get on the other side, because a lot of people get frozen, you know?
Yeah.
So in starting a CBD company, there was tons of challenges just right at the gate. Before the 2018 Farm Bill was passed, there were some, basically, like we have, you know, a lawyer in our team, and there's a million companies selling CBD, and there have been for a long time. There's no legal risk, but as far as banking goes, it was really hard to just actually set up the business. So, you know, just from starting the business initially, there was so many hurdles. Websites would kick you off. Like I had our website going, and we had built up to, you know, tons of orders every day, and WordPress took down the website. Wow. Said, hey, sorry. We don't, you know, I finally got in contact with someone. They're like, we don't really know why, but we're just not allowed to sell CBD. Deleted the whole website, everything. No chance to recover it, everything. So that's me pacing in my driveway, waking up, and on a million calls, just like, oh my God, the business is gone, you know, literally pulled out from under me. And so stuff like that, you just have to face it head on. It would have been so easy. But then we were barely, you know, it was just like a little company at that point. It would have been very easy to say, hey, let's do something else, let's pivot or wait. But I'm very glad we didn't. So number one, actually starting a business, you have to just go and you have to do. There's a million starting a business where people go, well, you don't have this established. You don't have this. You need to talk to this. You need to talk. You have, the most important thing is that you do and sell and put out content. So that's part of it. And then the other thing, I mean, just in general, just like honing in a company where you have such good prices has been a learning experience for me. A lot of people comment and they go, hey, you guys are out of stock of something. And we do go out of stock a lot. And companies go out of stock for 2 reasons. If Louis Vuitton or Yeezy goes out of stock, that's planned. They do not have production issues with those shoes. That's a plan. You know, Louis Vuitton can crank out bags. They're going out of stock of something. So Supreme, et cetera. Or you go out of stock because you provide such good prices that your margins are a little less. So I literally have to collect the money from the orders, put in an order for a batch, and there's going to be some lag time there. Right. So people are fine with that. I explain that to a lot of customers, and they go, okay, thank you for providing that. Like, we can't do the same margins as everybody else and provide these same prices. So that's been kind of a business learning experience for me.
I love that.
And then, you know, the third thing is just like when you run your own business, you have to work on your own schedule. I don't have a boss for Santa Cruz Medicinals.
I know that one.
I don't have to show up anywhere or do anything. I could just say, fuck it, not post, not contact people, you know, and this would go to shit. But like, it's on me, you know, and that's where the personal kind of like schedules and regiments that I have and routines that I have that are just key, you know, like you have to be able to schedule out your life and you have to be able to have tools that will help you learn, help you grow, help you take care of your brain and body so you function properly. And that's been key. And I'm glad I had those going into Santa Cruz and this one, because running your own company, it's on you.
Yeah.
Can you give us kind of like an example of what like your morning routine?
That's a good
one. Absolutely. Day in the life. Yeah. So day in the life.
On those systems.
Absolutely. So I am not like a 4 a.m. riser. Like, you know, you'll hear a lot of entrepreneurs like wake up at 4 a.m. And that's great. I think, you know, I read some studies about different people have different sleep cycles, like natural sleep cycles. Like no matter what they do, their cortisol levels are just a little bit different. So I usually wake up at about 8 a.m. and then right there starts my hydration. So that's water and sea salt, high quality water, not tap water. And then I do a full stretching routine and foam rolling routine. And that's what I do every single morning, no matter where I am in the world. If I don't have a foam roller, it's just stretching. And I have a specific routine that I do. I don't even need to think about it. Just catch myself in that routine. Like, oh, I'm just, here I go, doing my stretching routine. And then it's every single morning, pretty much. It's, I guess you'd call it bulletproof coffee, you know, if you want to name it that. But it's coffee, some grass-fed butter, some CBD-infused MCT oil, a little bit of our broad-spectrum French vanilla. And I blend that and I put in now I use our new collagen protein, but it's grass-fed collagen. And that's that. That's how I get my morning started. And then from there, the calls and emails, I'm in front of my computer. And that's pretty much my morning every morning. So, but without that stretching and breathing and water in the morning and sunlight and all that I have to have that. But the good thing is you can have that anywhere in the world. That requires nothing. You know, if you don't have water and salt and you can't stretch or move or breathe, then, you know.
You're in bad shape.
So everybody can do that. That costs $0. I mean, everybody can attain that. Doesn't matter how much money you have. You can get water, healthy fats, and some movement and sunlight, light in your morning. So,
that French vanilla, I've been using it lately. And it gives it a nice little flavor.
Yeah, that's the best seller. That's the best seller right now in terms of the tinctures. People love putting that in their coffee.
Yeah,
because they can easily vanilla in general. And I've actually been researching vanilla a lot lately. I'll send you guys some PubMed research articles on just vanilla. Vanillin and how it interacts. It's like an antioxidant and like it appears to have like calming effects, brain and anti-inflammatory effects. And it's funny, with our new protein, we put real vanilla bean in there instead of vanilla extract, because that's where the benefits of vanilla come from, is through the actual vanilla bean. And the manufacturer was like, hey, I don't think you guys are going to want this vanilla bean in there because it's going to be a little bit grainy.
Oh yeah. That's what I see there. Yeah.
Like the flakes of vanilla will be in the product. And we thought about it for a while and he's like, oh, we could bind it with a filler. And we're like, no, you don't want to do that. Yeah. And you're just like, fuck it. I think our audience will understand that this is a real food. You're consuming a functional food.
Yeah.
You know, and there are going to be little like I'm trying to change people's opinions on what like a product is. Like when we don't have to, some of our products aren't sold in like retail stores. So we don't put the plastic seal on them. They go direct from our warehouse to, you know, the consumer.
Right.
And, you know, occasionally you get an email like, hey, this doesn't have a plastic seal. Is it safe? And it is. I explained that it came right from our warehouse, but like, you have to kind of educate the consumer on, hey, if we want to change the environment and you don't want to throw that plastic away, then like you're going to have to be okay with getting products that aren't covered in plastic packaging. So
it's so true.
Little things like that, you know, I mean, it's been fascinating to see and just talk to people who manufacture supplements in general, because they want to force a cheap product down your throat if you're using a third party manufacturer. They want to go, hey, I could get this product down $5 if I use some dog shit source of collagen.
Yeah, for real.
It's like you have to force them. You have to be like, no, I want the grass-fed bovine collagen that's super rich in peptides and amino acids. And they're like, okay, sure, it's going to be more expensive. I'm like,
I don't care.
I'm going to consume it. I'm going to eat it. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, I'm making products for me, and if other people want to buy them on my website,
that's
really good.
It's so good, man. It's so good.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I'm after this for sure.
Because cinnamon too. Cinnamon's a natural blood sugar stabilizer. That's another thing. Like we use cinnamon.
And there's so many things you could do with it too. I put it in yogurt. I'll put it in the coffee. Yep. I put it in the shakes. Like there's so many things.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to say this because the people should do this. I'm gonna do French vanilla, the extract, the tincture with the horchata and a little coffee after this.
There you go.
That sound good. I'm fasting all day. Like we're fasting all day most of the day. So
yeah.
All right. So eat
my whole fridge.
Yeah. So let's talk about this next question because this is like on taking action in different areas of your life. Because you know we found that taking action, doing. Is what drives growth. It leads to greater prosperity. It develops our skills and taking action in certain areas of our life. It makes it easier for you to take action in other areas of your life. So what are some of the areas where you've taken action and you're doing things that you've seen that have developed you as a person and that have carried over into other areas of your life? I think it's getting a little bit redundant here because of what you've talked about, but just curious to see if there's
there's definitely some activities that have led me to more growth, and the overall premise of what I'm about to talk about is trying new things and trying things you're scared of. And people often talk about, oh, you need to educate yourself and just read books and this. I do that. I like to read, but I think the most important thing for a lot of people is getting into your physical body, and you're going to be so much more calm after. So some activities I've taken up in the last like decade are surfing. You know, I didn't grow up surfing. I started surfing when I was 18 years old, and that it was hard to learn. Like, it's like embarrassing. You go to Santa Cruz,
and everyone's like,
surf, and there's like 10-year-old girls just like shredding by you, and you're like, all right, like, you have to check. So, and around that same time, I took up jiu-jitsu, which, as you know, Danny, is the most humbling experience.
So humbling. Yep.
You know, like. You're going to get choked unconscious by people much smaller than you. Well, not unconscious. It's happened.
Yeah.
Those are two activities that have, they're just humbling as fuck. And you have to like really kind of check yourself, and then getting better at those activities simply shows you that if you put in time and effort, you're going to get better at something no matter what it is. That's something like, when I eventually have kids, like they have to get into that type of stuff. They have to get that into their brain. And, there's all those studies on team sports and individual sports helping kids. And that's for the reason of it educates them on, hey, when you put time into something, you're going to be bad at it at first and you'll get better. And that's with anything.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing for personal growth, because you can apply it to anything.
I prefer sports like we call it helix sports. So jiu-jitsu would be one, which is where it only depends on you.
Yep.
Where like a team sport, like football, it's like you and your team, but
that's valuable,
but I think in the long run, it's more important to have that fit, like that personal,
I agree.
Discipline. And man, let me tell you, my kids complain every single day about jiu-jitsu.
I don't want to go train a lot of days. I don't want to go to practice.
Yeah, me neither.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my, what am I doing? Like if you skip a practice, your coach isn't like, where's Danny? Like
exactly.
Practice. Like, so it's on you. And jiu-jitsu is a very personal sport where you'll be under a 300-pound purple belt and you're like, it's just you there, it's a lonely feeling. Yeah, it's a lonely feeling. So yeah, that's been a fun one to get better at, and it's super tough. And I think it's definitely led to a lot of personal growth, and it helps you have business better for sure, I would say.
I agree.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your nutrition journey. So, tell us a little bit about that, your nutrition journey. How did it progress over time, and kind of like, where are you now? How is your nutrition now? What is like?
Yep. I have a story that I think is like their path that's similar to a lot of people. Grew up kind of eating whatever parents want you to be generally healthy, and then you get into that whole bodybuilding phase, right? And like, when you're like in high school, and you start doing the proteins, and then you realize you might get some good proteins in there, but you have no idea what you're doing. Yeah. You're trying all sorts of shit. And then when I was like 19, we watched a documentary on raw food, which was fuck. I wish I never watched the documentary, because for like 3 weeks, we started to try to eat the raw diet. You feel good for like 5 days. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, raw vegan, and it was horrible. Gosh. Horrible. But it led me down a path of like, all right, that didn't work. So what else is out there? And I specifically remember, I think when I was like 18 or 19 years old, I stumbled across Mark's Daily Apple website.
Yes, that was us, paleo.
Yep. I was Googling, are oats, hell, like, what's the deal with oats? Like, are they healthy? Like, what, you know, what's the deal with these things? And I stumbled across Mark's page, and shout out to Mark Sisson, because
yeah, he's great.
I just stumbled, and boom, it was paleo. It was eggs, bacon, you know.
Yep.
And then I got into the low sugar paleo, and I'm like, this is it.
Yep.
This is like a general way of eating that works, and you clearly see the results.
Yep.
You just start to, you know, I started to just get like way more muscular doing my same workouts, and you just everything, like your skin feels better, your hair, and you're like, what the fuck is this? So you go more down that path, and then I got into keto, carnivore, gut resets, functional medicine, that type of stuff. And that is the way, you know. There's always a debate on if carnivore is the best, if keto is the best, if paleo is the best, but it's going to be some combination of that for people. Same. And I can assure you it's not going to be raw vegan. I can assure you that it's not going to be, you know, traditional American diet. So
yeah,
where I'm at now is every day, I try to eat some steak almost every day. We do a lot of steak, broccoli. I do eat some rice or sweet potatoes on days that I'm burning a lot of calories.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate, for like keto chocolate is a staple of ours. A lot of healthy fish. Yeah. You know, and I am adaptable where I could go out and, maybe get order from like a Mexican restaurant, and do some of that. But right. I built up to that stage, because having a little bit of canola oil and having a little bit of like less than stellar ingredients, now that my gut is just like solid and good and I'm eating very, very clean 90% of the time, I can do that. There was a time where I couldn't do that, right? Yeah. And I had to be very, very strict. So I always respect when people have to be really strict about, hey, I'm not doing stevia, I'm not doing any rice, I'm fine with that, because I understand. I've been there at one point in time.
Yeah, you got to do that for like a period of time. And you know, even with carnivore, like carnivore is great, but like we all are adaptable, and like what worked for us in one season may or may not work in another season. So we have to always remain intuitive. You know, if I feel like I need the carbs, I put the carbs in, you know.
I can eat
some rice here and there and I'm fine.
It's not going to hurt. It's not going to be like, you're not going to be like, oh, let's go get some pizza. Or let's go.
Right, exactly. It's always strategic. It's not like, oh, I have a craving, let me go eat a large pizza and then I feel horrible. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm training a lot and I feel like I need
carbs. We never feel like, oh, I need some carbs right now.
No, I crave chocolate though.
Yeah, yeah. I do love my chocolate.
When he said chocolate right now.
Have you guys tried a Choc Zero keto bark? I love that stuff.
Yes, I have.
Oh, I haven't tried the keto bark. I gotta see if they have it at
Sprouts.
Dark chocolate one. I use the dark chocolate one because their other one has some I think milk protein in it or something, but the dark chocolate one's amazing. I love that stuff.
And I think the dark chocolate is sweetened with
is it monk fruit?
Monk fruit, right?
I think they use monk fruit. And you know, the biggest thing about just becoming like fat fueled is the fact that I have friends that they're like, they freak out and they need to
freak out.
And again, we get back to being an entrepreneur and having your own schedule. It's like, sometimes I have busy ass days. And I have to skip lunch and like, you know, you're
fine. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I have friends in sales that they're like, oh, I have to take an hour break in Bay Area traffic to go eat. It's like, dude, you need to fucking, yeah. Yeah. Very inconvenient. Like you're wasting time and energy. Like if you just had a nice breakfast of healthy fats, then your next meal is going to be at 7 PM. Like I often do. It's like, you'd be fine.
Yeah,
you know? So true.
Yeah. So those people are always having to eat, always having to bring food everywhere. You're just
like
not
a slave to your food. Like you're having, you have to eat, you know?
Yeah. Can you imagine hunter gatherer, like just like eating every like 3 hours, like some people?
Brutal.
It's brutal.
Yeah. It is.
Dude, on the same page, totally. I want you to share the Santa Cruz medicinal story, because like, you know, we know kind of like the bullet points, but take us a little bit deeper and for those who don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Santa Cruz medicinal story. So it's run by myself and my buddy Joe, who's more in the science side of things. He used to work in a cannabis lab for a company called Pure Extracts. And the way we started the company, as you said in the bio, is I was assigned a project to research CBD, so I started down that road of researching it. And then I lived right near SC Labs, which is a major cannabinoid testing lab. And before cannabis was fully legalized in California, you could just walk in and give them a sample, a little bit of money, they'll test it for you. So I bought a couple of CBD products, tested them, and I thought, oh, it's just going to come back, like maybe a little pesticides and heavy metals was a big buzzword in the CBD world. And a lot of them didn't come back with heavy metals. What they did come back with was 0 milligrams of CBD.
Wow.
And I talked to people at SC Labs, like, yeah, this is common. You know, people are just pushing out, you know,
garbage.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, they don't have to be tracked or nothing. So like, they don't have to adhere to anything. So they're just literally selling the most expensive ingredient. I can guarantee you in all of our supplements is CBD. Yeah. That's the most expensive ingredient. So yeah, you cut that out. You're going to have a pretty profitable like little scam on your hands. So that just pissed us off. That made us angry, you know? And so Joe and I, you know, we'd worked in cannabis sales and stuff like that. So he worked in the lab. So we're like, we could do this way better. Let's just get this out to our friends, our immediate community. We were initially going to think of selling it in the dispensaries in California, but we realized we could do hemp derived and go nationwide. And now we might go back and make another company that'll do THC versions as well. Right, so just for California. But that's how it started. And then from there, like we researched kind of pricing and quality and realized, okay, you can sell this for the right price. You're just not going to have like, you're not going to have 14 employees in an office. And like, I saw a Ferrari one time that had a CBD MFG, like wrapping it. And it's like, what the fuck are we doing? It just makes sense, you know, like, so yeah, we're not gonna have all that stuff. I'm probably not gonna have a Santa Cruz Missiles wrapped Ferrari. but what we do have, and the benefit of having such a well-priced product and such a potent product is, I don't have to do a lot of marketing at all. Yeah. I don't have to buy ads. Ads are people go, why are you using that other CBD? We have people posting on Reddit. I don't know who they are. I have no idea who these people are. And they're like, this is the brand to use. It's word of mouth marketing. So
yeah,
that's pretty much the story of Santa Cruz Medicinals, and it's been amazing.
I love it, dude. What about this? I'm gonna hit you with a curveball because we didn't talk about this one, but I'm just curious because you know I noticed that these marijuana derived CBD products have the same issue where they're not that high. I have a CBD tincture that's marijuana derived. We have our medical cards here in Florida, and it's got some THC in it. That's probably, you know, that's why we will still buy that tincture. But, you know, I think it's like 20 milligrams per milliliter of CBD. Like it does have a little bit of THC in it, but is it the same? The research
is it maybe getting more.
There's
more cannabinoids.
Yeah. So there's more of an entourage effect maybe.
Yep. I think the entourage effect is real. Cannabis derived CBD is an excellent way to go. It's the best way to go, in my opinion.
Right.
So when people DM us in California sometimes and they're really having some issues, it's like what I tell them to do is go get a full spectrum. Now that will get you high. If you know, you can ingest just a little bit, but oftentimes 1 to 2 milligrams of THC for somebody will get them high. I tell them to go buy, and I have friends who run companies in California that are cannabis, legal cannabis companies. I'll be like, go get that and then get our product. And dose them both together so you can create your own ratio just to save a little bit of money because I know a lot about California cannabis and what it takes to run a California legal cannabis company, and you're getting taxed every single step of the way product. You have to get your license. You have to use a licensed distributor. And then the shop gets 27% excise tax. Wow. They have to pass that to the consumer. It's every single step that's taxed. So there are some amazing products in California. Unbelievable. Like, but you know, for a lot of people, spending $200 on a tincture just isn't going to happen.
Yep.
But there's companies like Miri's Medicinals, Ohm Edibles, Awaken Topicals that sell products in California that are full spectrum, like this dark green tincture. And that's great. It will get you high probably, but it's an amazing product. So yeah, I'm a big fan of cannabis derived CBD and full spectrum cannabis in general. But on that same note, if you're buying a product off a website that says it's hemp derived full spectrum, it's a lie. It's the term that should be used is broad spectrum, because they have to isolate the CB cannabinoids, CBG, CBC, CBDA, CBD, you can't legally sell a full spectrum product because it would contain THC.
THC. Oh, I'm glad you cleared that up, because yeah. You know, labeling, there's a lot of tricks people use, and I've seen that. I've literally yeah. seen CBD full spectrum.
Could they say full spectrum and still be considered legal if it, as long as the THC is, what is it, less than 3%?
Yeah, less than 0.3% THC. 3%. You could, but it's like how many milligrams are we talking here? Because I'll sometimes send one of our products to lab and it'll say 0.00000005 milligrams of THC. I don't really consider that having THC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a micro amount that oh my God, like a baby could ingest it. They're not even going to, you know, so, you know, if somebody tests in at like a milligram THC or 2 milligrams and they want to label it full spectrum, I don't see a big problem in that, but legally, I don't know. Like every state has their different laws. Most states are at 0.3% THC is fine. It's considered hemp and CBD. Some states don't have that law and they want 0.00. So having a company where you ship to a bunch of different states and having a milligram of THC, I wouldn't go that route. But
yeah,
right.
They could label it full spectrum. Yeah,
gotcha.
Interesting.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, it's just if someone wants to get started, this is the easiest path, you know, because they can go to a website, put something in a cart and check it out.
Yeah.
So that's the first step.
So let me ask you, so what are like some of the, you know, biggest like issues that you've had, kind of like, I guess, testimonies of maybe some health issues that people have had really great success with your products?
Yeah,
because, and maybe even some surprising ones.
Keeping honestly. In mind, we're talking about anecdotes for the Nazis and the police and everybody.
Oh my God,
we're not making claims.
It's so funny because I'll see, like, I'll buy a supplement from Whole Foods and it'll sound at all these conditions that it fixes or cures, and I'm like, if I did that, someone would come after me.
Oh, for sure.
Like, where's this
the line of thinking that I think your audience really does get is, why is the FDA so on CBD companies? You know, you might want to look into that a little bit. maybe CBD is a pretty beneficial substance that kind of replaced some stuff that has a lot of money behind it. That's all I'll say there.
Yep.
So customer reviews and what people are buying this for. The biggest one that I didn't expect was sleep, right? Like, I didn't really realize. So people wear those Oura Ring sleep trackers and Whoop sleep trackers, and a really cool thing has been people taking our CBD, tracking their sleep, and running their own little studies where they then don't take our CBD and track their sleep, and they post the results on Instagram. It's amazing.
It's so cool.
They get into deep sleep when they ingest CBD. Wow. That's been, and the deep sleep caps, we launched them. We're like, oh, this product will do really well. It has been one of the best-selling products. People just have trouble sleeping.
It's a great formulation, dude. You guys put all the good stuff in there.
Yeah, it's got L-theanine
and valerian, and we purposely went without melatonin. That's another thing.
I saw that, which I liked.
Melatonin. I have melatonin, and if I get back from maybe a flight, which nobody's flying anywhere anytime soon, but like, if I'm jet lagged, I think melatonin is a great reset.
Right,
but I agree. Potent substance. People are taking 5 milligrams a day and
stuff. Every
day, up your endocrine system. Get some natural, get some sun exposure and make sure your room's dark. But yeah, then pain has been what I kind of designed this for was me personally, I use CBD for pain, you know, and that's why the pain salve, just the high dose MCT oil, it's been unbelievable. It's like turmeric is an excellent substance for pain, I believe, and so is collagen. And I would put CBD right up there with those. Because, and the reason being, there isn't really any healthy substance that people are ingesting for pain. Like, people are ingesting Tylenol, Vicodin, Percocets. It's a huge issue in the United States of America. And, we get DMs from people that are getting off of opioids, that are treating their pain in different ways and are able to go do stuff because they're, not in deep pain. So that's been amazing. That's been some really heartwarming stories. And I've sent a lot of free product to people because they'll DM us like, hey man, like my grandma has, her shoulder is fixed. She's able to get up out of her wheelchair and stuff like that. Where I'm just like, wow. It's amazing. You know, so thank you to the CBD. I mean, that's just really what we're providing to people, but it's been really cool to hear.
I got one more question because before we ask where people can find you, because I'm curious, and I know we had, who was it, Dr., I forgot who it was, who was talking about vaporized CBD for lung. Botero. Yeah, Dr. Botero talked about vaporized CBD for like
COPD
and all these things that you would be like, you would never think to give someone.
Yeah, you would never give grandma like a vape. With CBD.
Absolutely. No. Vaporized CBD is absolutely amazing. Just due to the weird laws around vapes and the liability around vapes, we don't sell a vape, but we do. My buddy Joe worked at one of the largest vape companies in California is Pure Extracts, and he worked in the lab there. So he knows tons about vapes. And what I can tell you is when choosing a vape, the filler in there is very important. You don't want to be inhaling, harmful oils,
vitamin E
thing that, you know, was vape gate across the world. It was a huge problem. And then, you know, in terms of actual cartridge you use, like, you want to find a company that uses C-cell because you don't want any heavy metals to leak into that. So vapes are a tricky thing, but when you find a really high quality vape, like in California, there's one called Blue River Terps, there's Pure Extracts. There's Chill in California. They make a great vape. I mean, I think it's better than smoking personally. Yes. And I would love to look into that doctor's research of what he's done, but, there have been studies that show, you know, cannabis, is like a healthy expectorant and you're actually like helping your lungs
because of the bronchospasms.
Absolutely. And I'm an athlete. I do smoke cannabis. We have some amazing cannabis here in California. I have unbelievable cardio. I can go mountain bike miles. I can
roll. Have that. I'm like, I don't think it's the same. Like, you can't compare like smoking cigarettes to smoking like some high quality.
Well, I used to think, how do these basketball players, so many of them smoke? A lot of them I was a strength coach for. These guys are smoking all the time, you know, and how do they do so well? And it's because we didn't understand that, like, when you cough from a cigarette, it's because of disgusting chemicals. And it's you cough from a CBD or THC, it's the bronchospasms,
which you have, and which is why he was explaining it. He was like, if you see like someone who's been smoking cigarettes their whole life, they won't cough anymore. But someone who's been smoking THC, cannabis their whole CBD. Life, they still cough. And it's just because of the bronchospasm. It's just.
Yep. And we know this, you know, there's so many athletes. I have friends that are professional athletes and they smoke a lot of weed and they have amazing cardio, you know, I mean, jiu-jitsu guys, there's so many jiu-jitsu people I know that can
work
hours and no cardio issues. And I don't know too many cigarette smokers that have that same, you know, I mean, and the overall thing about CBD and cannabis, I mean, what we're discussing now is it's been hard to study this plant.
Right.
And that's what's opening up now in California.
Between users and all of that stuff.
Absolutely. And in Israel, there's a lot of studies coming out of Israel. They're very pro cannabis research out there, but we're on a new forefront. You know, there's going to be long-standing human trials and more double-blind placebo-controlled studies coming out now that they're able to research it. I mean, try researching cannabis in the 1970s and 1980s. I mean, in the early 2000s, it's a fucking nightmare, you know, to get grants. And how are you going to get a grant?
Isn't the guy who originally, I don't want to say discovered, but whatever, like isolated CBD, he's from Israel, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Israel has some of the best cannabinoid testing labs out there. They have some of the best cannabis research in general. They're amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. We actually have a partner who sources some of our broad spectrum CBD, and he does go to Israel to give talks and lectures, and he works with some scientists out there. So it's definitely a hub. So one that you wouldn't often expect. And I tell people that, like,
I know that's very interesting, actually.
Yeah.
All my friends that I've like met or interacted with from Israel, They like to enjoy their lives.
They
like, they live their life to the fullest. So
yep, that's the truth.
Well, dude, we loved having you, man. Night. Yeah, for real. Look, guys, we love this product. We don't have a lot of products that we just all go out of our way to talk about. This is one that we love. I'm gonna do a plug. Why wouldn't I do a plug right now? I'm gonna do a plug on the fact that we got a code. You know, if you guys use Fast Food Mom, you're going to get 15% off. That's, you know, that's what we use. And we got everything. Literally, our cupboard is full with Santa Cruz medicinals. So, just, I definitely love that. You know, I love having you on because I think one of the reasons why, for example, nowadays, for example, IP law, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff that you can't protect. You know, you can't protect your formulation. They could change one little milligram of something and change it, and you'll never have any recourse. But like, when people get to know who Brendan Roux is, when people get to know the company, that's why it's important. That's why it doesn't matter if a keto brick like fake comes out, because people know Robert and people know his company. And I think that the same thing should be said about you, man. I mean, you stand, we love what you stand for. We love what the company stands for. And we love how passionate you are about health. Like, you're out there every day.
Yeah, you're not just like pushing us.
Oh, no. We live this. You know what I mean? Like, that's this. We actually live this lifestyle. Like, I'm not going to get off here and use burger and anything. Like, I'm going to, you know, like, we're definitely not faking the funk here. And as far as it goes, for like, people can talk to me. I'm super accessible. I run our Instagram. Every single post you see is typed with my fingers. If you DM me, you're going to talk to me. So I'm accessible. If anybody wants to reach out, just go to at Santa Cruz Medicinals and hit me up. I love talking to, especially your guys' fans and people who come from like your group. Like, they're so cool. They're the coolest,
like the same tribe.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're easy to talk to. You know, I don't have to explain to them a lot of things that you've already kind of explained. So that's nice. I love it.
Cool. So they can find you, Santa Cruz Medicinals, on Instagram. Anywhere else? Are you guys?
scmedicinals.com.
scmedicinals.com.
I mean, that's pretty much the main outlets right there. Yeah. Shit, we were going to be at KetoCon this year, but
I know.
Pushed all the way to 2021. So yeah, you know, that's a bummer, but you know, anything you guys do, we'll always be there to support. I know possibly a Mexico trip in the works.
Yes. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
That would be so good if you guys could, if you could come in.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Yeah, so I love it. Thank you so much for having me on. And if anybody wants to hit us up, hit me up at Santa Cruz Medicinals. Happy to talk.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hey guys, we're going to take a minute right now to tell you about one of our amazing sponsors, Santa Cruz Medicinals. Santa Cruz Medicinals is a company that we've been using for years now. They make high potency, high quality, lab tested CBD formulas at an affordable price. They offer ketogenic, paleo, gluten-free, sugar-free, lab tested formulas.
You all may remember when we did our cannabis series last year. One of the things we learned with CBD is that the research is pretty clear on dosage. 5 to 20 grams per kilogram is what you should be taking per day. And most of the quote-unquote CBD you see online and on Amazon is severely underdosed. Most of these products are offering dosages that are so low, you'd have to down a bottle a day. That's why we love Santa Cruz Medicinals, because they offer highly dosed, potent CBD with clean ingredients, and they have several cool products, but we want to share our favorites with you. So what are your favorites, my love?
All of them? No, really. I have yet to try a product from them that I don't love. However, I will talk about some of my ride or die products. So during my cycle, I get horrible migraines, guys. And my go-to is definitely their peppermint tincture or the 10,000 milligrams to get a potent anti-inflammatory dose. Peppermint has been shown in studies to relieve migraine pain. But let's talk about the pain salve real quick, because this I use for almost everything. And everyone in this household agrees we cannot live without it. So the CBD pain salve, it has clean ingredients that you can trust, but it also has peppermint, which really, really helps. And so what I like to do is I'll rub some on my temples, and it really provides instant relief for me when I have bad headaches. But of course, I'll use it as well for any muscle pain that I have.
Well, I'm personally a huge fan of the 10,000 milligram bottles of CBD in MCT oil. I put it in my coffee, and then again at night, I'll put some more in, like some broth or whatever drink I'm drinking, a hot tea, to get an adequate dose for the day. I also love the pain salve, especially when I'm extra sore. We usually take turns massaging it onto each other, and it always does the job. You guys also have to try the new CBD-infused hemp and collagen protein. If you're a fan of horchata, you will love this one.
Oh, that one is so good, guys. We just tried it, and it is so good. So yeah, if you're interested, check them out. You can find them at scmedicinals.com. And of course, don't forget to use the code FatFueledMom at checkout to save 15% on your order and get free shipping, guys.
For me, when I don't know what I believe. Why does everybody leave? Show me what it's like to dream. Hey, go, you the best. Hey, say it with the chest. Trying to keep it all clear. I got way too many thoughts. But in these expectations got me feeling stuck like think I feel it all the time. Did I really miss my prime? I don't know how to cope when I'm low. But I know that you're close, that you're close. I've been away, yeah, losing my faith, yeah. Hope I'm not late, trying to find grace, yeah. For my mistakes, ay, I need to pray, yeah, 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 yeah. I need to pray. Yeah, wake up to the mirror like I need to fight for me when I don't know what I believe. Yeah, hey, why does everybody leave? Show me what it's like to dream. Hey, go, you the first. Hey, say it with the chest. Hey, go, you the best. Hey, say it with your chest.